Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud. This perek begins the last vision of Daniel, both in terms of the Sefer itself, as the vision continues to the end of the Sefer in Perek Yud Bet, and also chronologically, introducing us to Koresh, the king of Persia, who ruled after Daryavash the Mede, whom we referred to in the last perek. The first pasuk reads, "In the third year of Koresh, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar, and the word was true, and for a long time, and he understood the word, and he understood it in the vision. Bishnat shalosh l'Koresh melech paras, davar nigla l'Daniel asher nikra shmo Belteshazzar, ve'emet hadavar v'tzava gadol uvin et hadavar uvinalo b'mar'eh." What is significant about the third year? Here, we need to refer to other books of Tanakh to understand what important events we missed. The beginning of Sefer Ezra tells us in the first three psukim, "In the first year of Koresh, the king of Persia, at the completion of the word of the Lord from the mouth of Yirmiyahu, the Lord aroused the spirit of Koresh, the king of Persia, and he issued a proclamation throughout his kingdom, and also in writing, saying, so said Koresh, the king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of the heavens delivered to me, and he commanded me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and he may ascend to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and let him build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem." Koresh reversed the Babylonian exile and oversaw the beginning of the building of the second Beit HaMikdash himself. So powerful was his decree that Yeshayahu referred to him as Hashem's anointed one in the beginning of Perek Mem He of his book. Ezra describes the Aliyah of Zerubbabel from the line of David HaMelech and Yeshua from the line of Aaron HaKohen, together with several thousand other Jews, although not nearly enough, and how they built the foundation of the Second Temple. Soon after, the enemies of the Jews complained to Koresh, and almost as quickly as the building began, it was stopped on orders from the king. This historical background is necessary to understand Pasuk Bet in our Perek. "In those days, I, Daniel, had been mourning for 3 weeks of days. Bayamim hahem, ani Daniel, hayiti mitabel shlosha shvuim yamim." Why was Daniel mourning in the third year of Koresh? Clearly because of the cessation of the construction of the second Beit HaMikdash. It is hard to imagine how hopeful the Jewish people must have been only to have those dreams shattered by their enemies. What is meant by the 3 weeks of days? Different commentaries offer different explanations. Rashi explains that this was actually years. 3 weeks of days, 21 years. They are 18 years from the 1 year of Daryavash the Mede, when he, Daniel, put to his heart to calculate the 70 years of the exile, as it is written, until the second year of Daryavash the Persian, the son of Esther, who built the temple. As for the three extra years, I don't know whether he started to fast before them or whether the duration of the acceptance of the vow of his fasts terminated 3 years after the building. Rashi here connects our perek to the previous one, which took place during the time of Daryavash the Mede, and asserts that this fasting lasted all the way until Daryavash the Persian, who would institute the building of the Beit HaMikdash and see it to its completion. Malbim, in the name of Abarbanel, offers a more simple explanation, that it represents 3 weeks, or 21 days. He says that each week represents one of the kings yet to rule over the Jewish people, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans, each of whom Daniel would encounter in this long vision. In Psukim Dalet through Vav, Daniel describes the man who appeared to him on the Tigris River on the 24th day of Nisan as a majestic sight adorned with jewels, a gigantic build, and a face like lightning with eyes like firebrands, and a voice that came forth like multitudes. Apparently, Daniel was not alone when this vision appeared to him, but he was the only one who could see it. Pasuk Zayin says, "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, but the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, and they fled into hiding. V'ra'iti ani Daniel levadi et hamar'ah, v'hanashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u et hamar'ah, aval charada gdola nafla lehem, v'yivrachu behechaveh." Who else was with Daniel at the time? And why were they frightened if they could not see the vision? The Gemara in Megillah 3a asks these exact questions. Who were these men? Rabbi Yirmiah said, and some say that it was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba who said, these are the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. The Gemara comments, in certain ways they, the prophets, were greater than him, Daniel, and in certain ways he, Daniel, was greater than them. They were greater than him as they were prophets, and he was not a prophet. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi were sent to convey the word of God to the Jewish people, while Daniel was not sent to reveal his visions to others. In another way, however, he was greater than them, as he saw this vision and they did not see this vision, indicating that his ability to perceive obscure and cryptic visions was greater than theirs. The Gemara asks, since they did not see the vision, what is the reason that they were frightened? The Gemara answers, even though they did not see the vision, their guardian angels saw it, and therefore they sensed that there was something fearful there and they fled. Ravina said, learn from this incident that with regard to one who is frightened for no apparent reason, although he does not see anything menacing, his guardian angel sees it, and therefore he should take steps in order to escape the danger. This revelation that the men with Daniel during this vision were actual Nevi'im is very surprising. Daniel is not listed among the 48 prophets, nor is his sefer in the Nevi'im section of the Tanakh. Perhaps Daniel did not serve the role of Navi, as the Gemara says, in the sense that he was not commanded to give over his visions to the people as other prophets who would actually be transgressing a sin punishable by heavenly death if they did not give over their visions to the people, as stated in Sanhedrin 89a. One who suppresses his prophecy and one who contemptuously foregoes the statement of a prophet and a prophet who violated his own statement, their execution is at the hand of heaven, as it is written, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall not hearken unto my words, that he shall speak in my name, I will exact from him. Devarim Yodchet Yodtet. The vision sapped all of Daniel's strength until he fell asleep from weakness and fear. The unidentified man in the vision awakens him and begins his speech. According to the Gemara in Yoma 77a, the angel is Gavriel. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, he informs him, and the prince of the kingdom of Persia has been standing against me for 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the first princes, has come to help, and I remained there beside the kings of Persia. Vesar malchut paras omed lenegdi 21 yom, vihine Michael, echad sarim harishonim, ba leazreni v'ani notarti sham etzel malchei paras. The Gemara in 77a elaborates on what it means that the prince of the kingdom of Persia has been standing against him. They then brought Dubiel, the ministering angel of the Persians, and put him in the place of Gavriel, and he served for 21 days. As it is written, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia stood opposed to me for 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there besides the kings of Persia. Daniel 10:13. Corresponding to those 21 days, they gave him, the ministering angel of Persia, 21 kings who ruled in the seaport of Mashik. The ministering angels of the Persians said, write for me that the Jews must pay taxes to the Persians. They wrote it for him as he asked. He said, write for me that the sages must pay taxes. They wrote this for him. When they wanted to sign the documents, Gavriel stood from behind the curtain and said, it is vain for you who rise early, who sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow, for he gives his beloved sleep. From Tehillim 127:2. What does for he gives his beloved sleep mean? Rav Yitzchak said, these are the wives of Torah scholars who disturb their sleep in this world by staying up, waiting for their husbands, who rise early and return late from learning Torah, and they thereby merit the world to come. Gavriel asked, is this the reward they deserve to pay more taxes? They did not listen to Gavriel. He said before him, Master of the universe, if all the wise men of other nations were placed on one side of the scale and Daniel, the beloved man, were on the other side, would he not outweigh them? The Holy One, blessed be he, said, who is the one who teaches the virtue of my children? They said to him, Master of the universe, it is Gavriel. He said to them, let him come from behind the partition, as it is stated, and I have come due to your words, from Daniel Yod Yod Bet. Meaning that Gavriel was permitted to enter from behind the partition because he mentioned Daniel's name. God then said to the other angels, let him ascend. They brought him up. He came and found Dubiel, the ministering angel of the Persians, holding the letter in his hand. Gavriel wanted to take the letter from him, but Dubiel swallowed it. Some say the letter was written, but it was not signed. Some say it was also signed, but when he swallowed it, the signature was erased. The Gemara comments, this is why in the kingdom of Persia, there are those who pay taxes, and there are those who do not pay taxes, as the decree was not finalized. The Maharasha explains that the ministering angel of Persia is named Dubiel, since the Persians have been represented in an earlier vision as a bear, Dov in Hebrew. He also explains the significance of 21 days, as this is the same number of days in between Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, a number representing trouble for the Jewish people. Malbim adds that he was arguing for the cessation of the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. When Gavriel tells Daniel that he has come to help him understand what will happen to the Jewish people at the end of the days, Daniel once again becomes faint and weak. The angel strengthens him and begins his message for the future. He says in Pasuk Chaf, and he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I shall return to battle with the prince of Persia. Then I shall leave, and behold, the prince of Greece is coming. Vayomer hayadata lama bati elecha, ve'ata ashuv lehilachem im sar paras, ve'ni yotze ve'hine sar yavan ba. Rashi explains, and now I shall return to battle with the prince of Persia, and I know that I will be victorious. But when the time of the kingdom of the heathens arrives, I know that I will leave, and he will enter after 34 years of the existence of the temple. Alexander of Macedon will rise, for although Israel was subjugated by the kings of Persia in those days, they exacted a light tribute from them, and they did not burden them heavily, because the Holy One, blessed be He, caused them to have mercy on them. But the kings of the heathens, Greece and Antiochus, laid a heavy yoke upon them. Mitzudat David adds that while he is able to influence the Persians so that their burden would not be so heavy, the sins of Israel preclude him from doing the same with regard to Yavan, Greece. Our parak ends with these words from Gavriel. Indeed, I shall tell you what is inscribed in a true script, but no one strengthens himself concerning these matters except Michal, your prince. Aval agid lecha et harashum bichtav emet, ve'ein echad mitchazekimi al ele, ki'im Michal sarchem. Malbim explains that the decree, referred to here as the script, is decreed and cannot be canceled. Michal is the prince of Israel, is the only one assisting him to ensure that the Jewish people will not be destroyed during the Greek rule, and that divine providence will ensure a miraculous salvation. Thank you for studying together Lilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo.